The first bill on this lovely list that I have, and some are more complex than others, is the building. It says building code and commissioner reforms. And I believe this one concerns some of the structure of that makeup of that committee, correct?
Yeah, so this was passed, as you probably have all dealt with. This is a pretty big committee, and there's often vacancies right now. There's four vacancies. So this allows a little bit more flexibility in getting a quorum to get this state board to hold hearings. So it's moved from 13 required members to a majority of the current membership. So right now there's 21 members instead of 25. A majority of that is needed. That's one of them. The biggest change in this bill is, as you all know, the push to move the residential code to include not just one and two unit buildings, but three and four as well. And that it was successful, and that passed in this legislation. That's probably the biggest change in this bill.
That was something that we supported in a big way. For those listening here, the current residential code in Rhode Island is one and two family. And the biggest thing that this new law does is extend that to one to four units. And right now, the state does not have a code that goes to one to four. So the Building Code Commission, under its new makeup and authorities, will have the ability to put together that code. And just this morning, I was had the opportunity to speak to the state building code commissioner in anticipation of this, and they do expect to expedite this as fast as a state agency can, so that the industry, the planning community, et cetera, can get up and start doing this one to four family stuff. And Alex, from the perspective of a builder, what's your take on what this law can do?
I joined you this morning, and I thought that that was a very productive meeting. And I think it should do a couple of things. One, help streamline the approval process to some degree, and then also have some flexibility and cost savings for the three and four family, while having all the the safety factors in place. So I think it'll be very productive, and hopefully increase the amount of building of three and four families, which is very much needed in our state.
Yeah, it was one of those odd things, right, Alex, that a lot of residential builders build the one and two family, and that's under the residential code. And it used to be if you go three and up, you switch to the commercial code, which is a whole different way of building something, right? All different materials, processes, et cetera. So this really allows the residential builder to build more, and it takes away a portion of the segment that commercial folks used to deal with, but didn't really have the flavor for, right? That they're not usually going after a small three unit. They usually build something more substantial. So I think this does help the industry build more, and it aligns with a lot of different reforms in zoning.